约翰福音第五章第二十四节，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了，死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
John chapter 5 verses 24 to 25. Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly I tell you, a time is comingAnd has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. May God bless those who read and obey His word.
愿主赐福听他话语的人。
There is nothing more precious than eternal life.
没有任何一样东西比永生来的宝贵。
Because one day every one of us must die.
因为有一天我们每一个人都要死。
Even if you are very rich and very famous,
即使你很有钱、很有权力、很有名声，
but after you die,
但是在你死了之后，
you cannot carry anything into the next life.
你无法把任何的东西带到下一生去。
All is lost.
任何一切都已经要丢失了。
We thank God that Jesus gives us eternal life.
我们感谢主耶稣赐给我们永生。
And every Christian is given eternal life.
并且每个基督徒都得到这个永生。
But sometimes Christians can become frightened.
但是有时候基督徒会感到害怕。
Because we have a very sensitive conscience after we come to know Jesus as Savior.
因为在我们信了耶稣为救主之后，我们有一个很敏感的良心。
So when we sin against God,
以至于当我们得罪神的时候，
our hearts not only feel uncomfortable,
我们的心不单单是感到不舒服。
We tell ourselves, why did I do that?
我们还告诉自己为什么做这些东西。
Not only have I done something wrong, but I've sinned against God.
我不单单是做了一些错误的事情，我还得罪了神。
And sometimes we might even lose sleep.
有时候我们也因此而失眠。
Because Christians are sensitive to sin.
因为基督徒对罪很敏感。
And sometimes we even become frightened.
有时候甚至我们因此而害怕。
But I lose my salvation.
我会失去我的救恩吗？
I've done such a terrible thing.
我做了这么可恶的事情。
Of I've repeatedly sinned.
而且我还重复着犯罪。
Will I lose my salvation?
我会失去我的救恩吗？
Will I lose eternal life?
我会失去永生吗？
Am I even saved, a child of God?
我难道我真的是基督徒吗？我是神的儿女吗？
And so Christians become frightened.
因此基督徒感到害怕了。
Now, dear child of God.
亲爱的神的儿女们，
If you are such a Christian,
如果你是这样的基督徒，
you wish you have not sinned,
你希望自己不会犯罪，
but the fact is we sin,
但是事实上我们都犯罪，
we feel uncomfortable,
我们感到不舒服。
Now today if you feel frightened,
今天如果你因此感到害怕，
Dear child of God,
亲爱的神的儿女们，
I want to assure you from God's word,
我要从神的话语给你这个保证，
that you will never lose your salvation.
就是你不会失去你的救恩，
you will never lose eternal life.
你永远不会失去永生。
Because when the Lord Jesus Christ undertook to save you,
因为我们的主耶稣基督来救你的时候，
He saves you for all eternity.
他是一次过永远救你的。
He will never give up on us.
他永远不会丢弃我们。
We want to look at John chapter 5 verses 16 to 27.
我们要来看约翰福音五章十六到二十七节。
And we want to focus on chapter 5 verse 24.
而我们的注意力放在二十四节。
Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life.
我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生。不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
It says here, whoever hears my word and believes him.
这里就说，那听我话又信差我来者的。
Simply put, it means whoever believes in Jesus.
简单的来说，就是任何信靠耶稣的人。
But why put it so complicated?
但是为什么讲的这么复杂呢？
Why didn't Jesus just say whoever believes in me?
为什么耶稣不只是简单的说凡是相信我的人？
Why does he say whoever hears my word and believes him, that is God?
为什么他在这里要这么说？那听我话又信差我来者的，也就是神，这么说呢？
It's a complicated way of saying, right?
这是一个很复杂的讲话的方式。
In the course of the sermon, I will explain this.
在今天的讲道的过程当中呢，我会解释这个原因。
That simply put.
但是简单的来说。
If you believe in Jesus,
如果你相信耶稣，
you have eternal life now.
你现在就有永生。
No need to go to heaven, but then you have eternal life.
不需要等到上天堂你才有永生。
You have eternal life now.
你现在就有永生了。
And because it's eternal, you never lose it.
也因为它是永远的，所以你不会失去。
That's the meaning of eternal.
这就是永远的意思。
And you will not be judged for your sins.
而且不至于定罪。
Judge in a sense that judge and be condemned and go to hell because of sin.
定罪的意思就是因为犯的罪而被判下地狱。
But now you have a new beginning, a new start in life.
但是现在你有一个新的开始，生命中有一个新的开始了。
You have crossed over from death to life.
你已经出死入生了。
You belong to life. Death is in the past.
你属于生命的，你不是你死亡已经是过去的事情。
You are on the side of death forever and ever.
你已经在生命的这一边永远到永远。
And when did that happen?
这个是什么时候发生的呢？
On the day that you believe in Jesus as your Savior.
就在你信耶稣为救主的那一天。
We want to look at some details.
现在我们来看一些细节。
Verse 16.
16节。
So because Jesus was doing these things, on the Sabbath, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. In his defense, Jesus said to them,My father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working.
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。耶稣就对他们说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
What was Jesus doing?
耶稣在做什么事情？
Jesus was doing these things.
耶稣在做这事。
So if you look at the passage before this,
如果你看上文的话，
It refers to Jesus was healed the sick.
耶稣在医治病人。
So Jesus healed the sick on when?
耶稣在什么时候医治病人呢？
On Sabbath day.
在安息日。
Sabbath day means rest day.
安息日的意思就是休息日。
Simply put, it means like today's Sunday.
就简单的来说，就好像今天星期天那样。
The ancient Jews were not like today.
古代的犹太人不像今天的人。
They observe Sunday very strictly.
他们很严格地来遵守这个星期天的休息。
And Christians should do that.
而基督徒也应该这么做的。
Christians should take Sunday's worship day very seriously.
基督徒应该把星期天的崇拜这一天呢，很严肃地来看待。
So on this rest day Sabbath,
所以在这一天安息日，
they cannot work.
他们不能够工作。
And to the ancient Jews,
因为对古代的犹太人来说，
If you work,
如果你做工的话，
including healing the sick,
包括医治病人，
they will sentence you to death.
他们会判你死刑。
Healing the sick also sentence me to death for doing a good thing.
啊，你说医治病人做好事也要判我死刑吗？
Yeah, that's the problem with this religious Jewish leaders.
是的，这就是那时候这些犹太领袖他们的问题。
So Jesus healed the sick.And they wanted to persecute Jesus.
所以耶稣医治了病人，他们反而要逼迫他。
Of course, it's ridiculous.
当然，这个是和无稽之谈。
But that's how the ancient Jews think.
但是这个确实是古代的犹太人他们的想法。
And so Jesus began to speak.
所以耶稣就开始发言了。
More precisely,
更准确的来说，
Jesus began to speak like.A lawyer arguing for his case.
耶稣就好像一位律师来为他的行为来做辩护。
So this entire passage is an argument between a lawyer and an accuser.
所以这段话，这整段话，
And the accused.
是一个被告跟一个控告方，控方的一个互动。
Sorry. Yeah, it's a lawyer arguing for his case against the accuser.
是一位律师在对控方做了一个辩护。
So it smells of fireworks.
所以里头充满着火药味。
Very argumentative.
所以很多的争论。
A very intense debate.
很深入的一个争论。
And we want to study this debate.
所以我们要来研究这个争论。
So imagine this place is a courtroom.
你就想象这个是一个法庭。
You have the accused.
你有那个被告。
And you have the lawyer.
你还有那个律师。
And of course the other people.
还有其他人。
So Jesus began to defend his case.
然后耶稣就开始为自己来辩护了。
So they accuse him, how can you work on the Sabbath, healing the sick?
他们在控告他，你怎么可以在安息日医治病人？
You deserve to die.
你是应该要被判死刑。
And so Jesus makes his point.
然后耶稣就讲了他的言论。
So he cannot be wrong.
他说，我不可能做错事情。
I healing the sick on Sunday cannot be wrong.
我在星期天医治病人不可能是一件错事。
Because my father is always at his work.
因为我父做事直到如今。
In other words, my father also is also doing the same thing.
换句话说，我的父亲也做同样的工作。
I work on Sundays. My father in heaven, God, also works on Sundays.
我在星期天工作，我在天上的父也在星期天工作。
What works did God the Father do?
而天父在做怎样的工作呢？
He cares for us daily.
他天天照顾我们。
That's why when we cross the road, we don't get banged down by a car.
这是为什么我们过马路的时候不会给车撞。
That's why on Sunday night when we're frightened, we have peace.
所以在星期天晚上我们感到害怕的时候，我们会有平安。
That's why on Sundays when I get up, I'm alive.
这是为什么在星期天我起身的时候，我还有一口气。
My heart is still thumping.
我的心还在跳着。
Because the Lord takes care of us every day, and also on Sundays, the God is working.
因为我们的神天天在照顾我们，也包括在星期天，他都在工作。
But what made the Jewish leaders most angry is this.
那是让犹太人领袖更生气的事情在这里。
Now you notice how Jesus addresses the Almighty God.
你会留意到耶稣怎么称呼那伟大的神。
He says.My father.
他说是我父。
Now the ancient Jews immediately understand the meaning.
古代的犹太人马上能够明白这个意思。
We may not understand, but the ancient Jews immediately understand the meaning of Jesus calling God father.
我们可能不明白，但是古代犹太人马上可以明白耶稣称天神为父的这个意思。
If God is Jesus' father,
如果神是耶稣的父亲，
it means Jesus is the son of God.
耶稣就是神的儿子了。
And to the ancient Jews, they immediately understand the meaning.
对古代的犹太人，他们马上知道背后的意义。
He's not only the son of God.
他不单单是神的儿子。
He has the very nature of God.
他有神的属性。
He's God himself.
他就是神自己了。
He's almighty God.
他是伟大的真神。
So Jesus, to them, a mere human being.
耶稣对他们来说只是一个人。
A human being.
一个简单的人。
But yet he claims himself to be God.
可是他还称自己为神。
And so they became very angry.
所以他们就更加的生气。
Verse 18.
十八节。
For this reason they tried all the more to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
所以犹太人约发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
So the Jewish religious leaders, they were very angry. Why?
所以犹太人的宗教领袖非常的生气，为什么呢？
They tried all the more to kill him. Why?
他们更想要杀他。
Because one, he worked on the Sabbath day, the rest Sunday.
因为第一，他在安息日这个该休息的日子来工作。
Number two,
第二，
He was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
耶稣称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
So they were very angry for two reasons.
所以他们因这两个原因感到很生气。
Number one, on Sunday you are supposed to rest, but you are working.
第一，在星期天你应该休息的，可是你在做工。
Number two, you say you are God.
第二，你说你自己是神。
To them, Jesus is not God.
对他们来说，耶稣不是神。
But because the Jewish leaders oppose Jesus.
所以呢，犹太领袖就抵挡耶稣。
Because they don't believe in Jesus.
因为他们不相信耶稣。
So to the Jewish leaders.
所以对犹太领袖来说
，Jesus is only a human being.
耶稣只是一个人。
He's not God.
他不是神。
He's not son of God.
他不是神的儿子。
So they became very, very angry.
所以他们就很生气了。
Very angry.
非常的生气。
So angry that they wanted to persecute him.
生气到一个地步要逼迫他。
And even to kill him.
甚至要把他杀了。
And that was one reason why Jesus died on the cross.
这是其中一个原因，为什么耶稣死在十字架上。
Because they were angry at Jesus over several important matters.
因为他们因这几个重要的事情，在几个重要的事情上生耶稣的气。
Jesus gave them this answer, very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做，父所做的事，子也照样做。
And so Jesus continues to defend himself.
耶稣继续为自己来辩护。
Like a lawyer.
好像一位律师。
And he tells them.
然后告诉他们。
He tells them what I'm doing today.
他告诉他们说，我今天所做的事情。
When I heal the sick.
当我医治病人。
I'm doing exactly what God the Father, my Father is doing.
我就跟我的父所做的东西是一模一样的。
In fact, the way I think and the things I like and don't like is exactly like God's.
事实上，我的思想还有我喜欢什么不喜欢什么完全跟父神一样。
It tells us one thing.
这告诉我们一件事情。
There's a very special relationship between Jesus and God.
耶稣和天父之间有一个很特殊的关系。
Why must they not oppose Jesus?
为什么他们不可以抵挡耶稣呢？
Jesus was trying to tell them this.
耶稣在告诉他们说，
You must not oppose me.
你不应该抵挡我。
You must believe in me.
你必须来相信我。
Because I'm a very special person.
因为我是一个很特别的人。
Because I have a very special relationship with the Almighty God.
因为我跟这位伟大的神有一个很特殊的关系。
The way I think, the way I do is exactly like God's.
我怎么想，我怎么做东西，完全跟神一模一样。
Don't oppose me.
你不要反对我。
Because what I'm doing is what God is doing.
因为我在做的事情，也就是神在做的事情。
But how special is Jesus?
但是耶稣有多特别呢？
When he says that what I do, God is also doing.
当他说我在做什么，神也在做什么。
It tells us that Jesus is very special.
他就告诉我们，耶稣很特别。
He's a very special person.
他是个很特别的人。
That you must take note of him.
以至于你必须留意他。
Many people, there are many people in the world.
世界上有许多的人。
Why is it that you must take note of Jesus?
那为什么你偏偏要特别留意耶稣呢？
There's this prime minister, there's this president.
这边有这个首相，那边有那个总统。
We take note of them.
我们就留意到他们。
But why is it that you must take note of Jesus?
但是为什么你必须留意耶稣呢？
Because Jesus is very special. How special?
因为耶稣很特别，有多特别？
Verse 20.
第二十节。
For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does.
父爱子，将自己所做的一切事指给他看。
How special is Jesus that you must take note of this important person?
耶稣 有什么特别以至于你必须留意到这个重要的人物呢？
Because all that the Father does, he shows it to the Son.
因为父所做的一切事，他都指示给耶稣看。
All the trade secrets, he tells the Son.
所有的这个商业机密，他都告诉了儿子。
All the special formulas, he tells it to the Son.
所有特别的这个配方，他都告诉了儿子。
How he created the universe, the techniques that he used, he tells the Son.
他怎么创造了这个宇宙万物，他所用的技巧，他都告诉了耶稣。
How to create life, he tells the Son.
他怎么创造生命，他告诉了儿子。
How to make something work.Marvelously, he tells Jesus the Son.
怎么让东西很奇妙的来做发生？他也告诉了这位儿子。
In other words, whatever the Father knows, whatever knowledge he has, he gives it to the Son.
换句话说，父亲所知道的一切知识，他都把它留给了儿子。
So that the Son is successful.
好叫儿子能够成功。
Now, what does it tell us about the relationship between God and Jesus?
那这告诉我们。耶稣和天父之间的关系是怎样的关系呢？
It tells us that the Father loves Jesus the Son very much.
这告诉我们天父非常爱耶稣这位儿子。
This person, Jesus,
这个人耶稣
is not only an important person.
他不单单是一个重要的人物。
In the eyes of the most powerful being in the universe,
在这位最有权力的存在者当中眼中
in all eternity,
在永恒到永恒之间
The most special person in the eyes of God is his son.
在神眼里那最特别的人就是他的儿子了。
The person he loves the most is the son.
他最爱的这位也就是他的儿子了。
Because Jesus is God's favorite.
因为耶稣是神的最爱。
So you better not offend Jesus.
所以你最好不要得罪耶稣。
Why must you take note of Jesus?
你为什么得留意耶稣呢？
This is how special he is.
这就是他多特别的地方。
So you better not offend Jesus.
所以你最好不要得罪耶稣。
And how special is Jesus?
耶稣有多特别？
How favorite is Jesus to God?
耶稣对于神来说有多么的喜爱呢？
Yes, and he will show him. Yes, he, the Father, God the Father, will show him Jesus even greater works than these, so that you'll be amazed.
还要将比这更大的事指给他看，就是儿子看，叫你们稀奇。
Not only does the Father tell everything to Jesus,
不单是天父把所有的东西都告诉了耶稣。
All the secret knowledge he tells the Son.
所有秘密的知识都告诉了耶稣。
In fact, one day the Son will do even greater than works than these things that you see now.
甚至有一天，儿子要做一个更大的事情，就是人们能够看到的事情，比这些都更大的事情。
Early on, Jesus healed the paralyzed.
较早前，耶稣医治了一位瘸腿的人。
Jesus tells them, one day you'll see me doing even more marvelous things than healing the paralyzed.
然后耶稣说，有一天你们要看到我做一个比这个医治这个瘸腿的人更伟大的事情。
So that you'll be amazed.
直到你稀奇。
Say, who is this man called Jesus Christ?
以至于你们会说，耶稣基督这个人是谁？
So what greater works will Jesus do?
所以耶稣要做的更大的事情是什么？
And these greater works are explained in verse 21.
这更大的事情就在二十一节里面说了。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Number one. What greater works will Jesus do? Number one.
耶稣要做怎么更大的事情呢？第一。
Verse 21 says, For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give.
父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
What greater works, wonderful works will Jesus do?
耶稣要做的怎样更伟大的事情呢？
So that you'll be amazed.
使到你会感到稀奇。
So that you want to come and believe in Jesus.
以至于你会愿意来相信耶稣。
So that Jesus is worthy of your trust.
好叫耶稣能够配得到你的信靠。
He will give life.
他会赐下生命。
He will give life to the dead.
他会把生命赐给死人。
Jesus has the God gives Jesus the authority to give eternal life.
神给耶稣这个权柄来赐永生。
How special, what greater works will Jesus do?
耶稣要做怎么更大的事情呢？
God has given Jesus the authority to give eternal life to whomever he wants to.
神已经把赐永生的权柄给了耶稣，他可以随己意赐永生给他喜悦的人。
Number two, what amazing works will Jesus do?
第二，耶稣要做什么更大的事情？
Verse 22.
二十二节。
Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him.
父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子，叫人都尊敬子，如同尊敬父一样。不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬差子来的父。
What amazing works will Jesus do so that you'll be amazed?
耶稣要做什么奇妙的事情，以至于你感到稀奇？
Number one.
第一，
Jesus can give life.
耶稣可以赐生命。
Give life to the dead.
赐生命给死人。
Number two.
第二，
Jesus has the power to judge human beings.
耶稣有这个权柄来审判人类。
God has given Jesus the authority to pass judgment.
神给耶稣这个权柄来审判人。
To judge our life.
来审判我们的生命。
One day, whether we go to heaven or to hell.
有一天，我们要上天堂还是下地狱。
It's not decided by Prime Minister Lawrence Wong.
不是我们的黄总理来决定的。
It's not decided by your boss.
不是你的老板来决定的。
As much as we fear the boss.
虽然我们会害怕我们的老板。
We respect Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong.
我们会尊敬我们的总理王总理。
We respect our superiors.
我们会尊敬我们的上司。
These people are people to be respected and feared.
这些人是应该我们尊敬、要敬畏的人。
But these people do not decide your eternal destiny.
可是这些人并不是决定你永恒的归宿的人。
So who will decide our eternal destiny?
那谁来决定我们永恒的归宿呢？
God gave Jesus the authority to judge life.
神给了耶稣权柄来审判生命。
In other words,
换句话说，
Will I receive eternal life?
我会得永生吗？
Jesus decides.
耶稣来决定。
Will I pass judgment, the final judgment, and enter heaven?
我会通过审判进天堂吗？
It's decided by Jesus.
这也是由耶稣来决定的。
Will I fail judgment and enter hell?
我会通不过审判而进地狱吗？
It's decided by Jesus.
这也是耶稣来决定的。
Jesus is the final judge.
耶稣是那个最终的法官。
The last court of appeal.
这个是最高的这个法庭。
When he says yes, no one can say no.
当他说可以，没有人说不可以。
When he says no, no one can say yes.
当他说不可以，没有人可以说可以。
Your eternal destiny and my eternal destiny rest in the hands of Jesus.
你和我的永恒归宿都在耶稣的手中。
He decides who enters heaven and who enters hell.
他决定谁上天堂，谁下地狱。
Now, do you still want to oppose Jesus?
你还要反对耶稣吗？
Do you still want to reject Jesus?
你还要拒绝耶稣吗？
We had better obey, hear, believe what Jesus says.
那我们最好要听，要去遵行，还有相信耶稣说的话。
Don't be like the Jewish leaders who think he's only a human being.
不要像那些犹太领袖说啊，他只是一个人。
Why must I believe in Jesus?
为什么我要相信耶稣？
We had better hear, obey, and believe what Jesus says.
我们最好听、遵行，还有相信耶稣说的话。
Now with that, we look at our key verse 24.
现在我们就来看24节，我们的要节。
Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me,
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，
has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life,
就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Jesus says very truly,
耶稣说我实实在在的。
Our Bible is translated, New Testament Bible is translated from the language called Greek.
我们的新约圣经是从希腊文翻译过来的。
We have very good translations.
我们有很好的翻译本。
Whether Chinese or English translations or Bahasa Melayu translations.
不管是英文还是中文，甚至是马来文的翻译。
We also have translations in the German language.
我们也有德语的翻译。
French language.
法文的翻译。
Etc. etc.
等等等等。
But sometimes we look at the original Greek to understand it a little bit deeper.
但是有时候呢，我们回到原文希腊文来更深入地理解它的意思。
Now here the word very truly.
这里实实在在的原文字。
In Greek is actually amen, amen.
在希腊文就是 amen, amen.
So Jesus says, amen, amen, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him.
所以耶稣说，我 amen, amen 地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的。
So why does Jesus say Amen, Amen?
为什么耶稣要重复说 Amen, Amen?
Because to Jesus is saying that what I say carries with it God's authority.
因为耶稣是在说，我所说的话是带着神的权柄的。
To the religious leaders,
对于那些宗教领袖来说，
Jesus is only a human being.
耶稣也只是一个人啊。
So when Jesus says Amen, Amen,
所以当耶稣说 Amen, Amen 的时候，
He's telling those who oppose him,
他是在告诉那些抵挡他的人，
What I say does not come from the authority of human beings.
我所说的话不是来自于人的权柄。
It carries with it divine authority, God's authority.
他带着上天神的权柄。
So he says Amen, Amen.
所以他说 Amen, Amen.
And what does Jesus say?
耶稣说了什么呢？
Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me,
那听我话又信差我来者的。
If you hear my word,
如果你听了我的话，
Jesus tells them, if you hear my word,
耶稣告诉他们说，如果你听了我的话，
meaning that if you hear and believe my word,
意思就是说你听了又相信我的话。
If you believe Jesus' words,
如果你信了耶稣的话。
Simply put, if you believe in Jesus,
简单来说，如果你信靠耶稣，
you are in fact doing something very special.
你其实是在做了一个很特别的事情。
If you believe in Jesus,
如果你相信耶稣，
if you hear my word,
如果你听了我的话，
in other words, don't be like Jesus' enemies
换句话说，不要像那些耶稣的仇敌。
They refuse to believe that Jesus is God.
他们不愿意相信耶稣是神。
To them, Jesus is only a human being.
对于他们来说，耶稣只是个人。
So he says, but if you believe me,
所以这里就说，如果你信靠我
，Stop doubting me.
不要再怀疑我。
Don't treat me like a mere human being.
不要把我当作是一个普通人。
If you believe in Jesus,
如果你相信耶稣
，You're actually believing him who sent me.
你其实是在相信那个差他来的人。
And who is the him?
这位差他来者是谁？
The him is the Almighty God.
这位就是全能神。
So Jesus is telling those who oppose him.
所以耶稣在告诉那些抵挡他的人。
If you believe in me,
如果你信靠我的话。
You are actually believing in the Almighty God.
你其实是在相信这位全能神。
And if you believe and accept Jesus as Savior,
也因着你信还有接受耶稣为救主
Blessed are you.
你就蒙福了
Blessed are you.
你是蒙福的
Why?
为什么
Because whoever believes in Jesus
因为凡是相信耶稣的人
has eternal life and will not be judged but has crossed over from death to life
就有永生不至于定罪是已经出死入生了
Three things happen to you when you believe in Jesus.
当你相信耶稣的时候，三件事发生在你身上。
And it's so important.
而且是很重要的。
What three things?
有哪三件事情
？Number one.
第一。
You receive eternal life.
你就有永生。
It says here the person has eternal life.
这里就说这个人呢有永生。
And this eternal life, when does it start?
这个永生是在什么时候开始的
？It says this person has eternal life.
这里就说这个人现在就有永生
This has is actually in Greek is the present tense
在希腊文这个有是现在的时态
Chinese has no tenses
华文语法里面没有时态的概念
But in English or in Greek you look at that word
但是在英文或者是在希腊文你看到那个字的时候
You can know whether this thing happened in the past or in the present or in the future
你可以了解到这个事情发生在过去现在还是在未来
Now the word has
这里的原文有
is in the present tense
是现在的时态
in other words now you have eternal life
换句话说现在你现在就有永生
the moment you believe in Jesus as your savior
在你信耶稣的那一刻
now
现在
you have eternal life
你有永生了
in other words you can start enjoying eternal life now
换句话说你现在就可以享受到永生
You do not need to go wait for heaven before you enjoy eternal life. No need.
你不要等待到上天堂的时候才可以享受永生。
Now, you enjoy eternal life.
现在你就可以享受到永生。
And this is true.
这是真的。
It's not by chance.
这个也不是偶然的事情。
That many Christians, young Christians who believe in Jesus, recently.
那些最近信耶稣的一些年轻的基督徒。
When they believe in Jesus,
当他们相信耶稣的时候
they come and tell me,
他们就来告诉我
He said, Pastor, Pastor,
他说牧师啊牧师啊
My colleagues tell me I've changed into a different person
我的同事告诉我我已经变成另外一个人了
For good person 啊
另外一个好人
Not one person, not one Christian tells me this
这不只是一个基督徒告诉我的事情
Many times when the person believes in Jesus
很多时候当人来信了耶稣成为基督徒
The colleague will come and tell this person
他们的同事会来告诉这个人
Hey, you have changed.
哎，你变了。
You are no longer that sorrowful.
你看起来不是那么忧郁了。
You are no longer that impatient.
也没有那么，你不再那么没耐心了。
Hey, when you face difficulties in life,
而且当你在面对人生的问题时
How come you're not frightened?
你怎么不会害怕呢？
For me, I'm so frightened, you're not frightened.
对我来说，我很害怕的。但是为什么你不害怕呢？
Last time when you face difficulties,
而且以前当你碰到困难
you lose temper,
你就会发脾气
and you gossip about people,
然后你讲别人的坏话
you attack your superior,
然后你攻击你的上司
you blame this person and blame that person,
你埋怨这个人埋怨那个人
but now you don't do that anymore,
可是现在这一切你都不再做了
hey, what happened to you?
你到底发生什么事情啊
as I shared some time ago,
就如我曾经所分享的
this little girl believed in Jesus in Singapore,
这个小女生在新加坡他信了耶稣
And later on, so her life changed.
然后他的生命就改变了
And later on, when this little girl went back to her country of origin,
然后过后这个小女生就回去她的祖国
And the father, who is not a Christian,
然后她的父亲不是基督徒
tells the girl,
就告诉她的女孩说
What happened to you?
哎，你发生什么事情啊？
He was very worried.
他很担心。
He was very worried for her little, for his little girl.
他很担心自己的女孩。
He said, What happened to you?
他说你发生什么事情啊？
How come you become like that?
你怎么变成这样子的？
Very 乖啊。
变乖了。
Very good, very obedient.
变成听话了。
Now, dear brothers and sisters in the Lord and friends.
亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹还有朋友们。
It tells us.
这告诉我们
，What Jesus says is true。
耶稣所讲的是真的。
When a person believes in Jesus，
当一个人来相信耶稣
，You receive eternal life there and now。
他就在那当下领受到永生。
And that's the reason why when we face difficulties，
这是为什么？当我们面对困难的时候
，It was not like last time，
就不像以前。
We are no longer afraid. We even have peace in our hearts。
我们再也不害怕，甚至有平安。
So no need to take sleeping pills anymore。
所以再也不用吃安眠药了。
This person has eternal life。
这个人有永生。
And what's with eternal life？
永生是什么
？Eternal life means。Life that will never stop.
永生的意思就是说不会停止的生命。
The emphasis of eternal is time.
永恒这里所要强调的是时间。
It emphasizes time.
它强调了这个时间的概念。
This life will go on and on and on, will never stop.
表示说这个生命会永远的延续下去，不会停止。
And that's the reason why it is not possible.For a Christian to lose eternal life,
这就是为什么基督徒是不可能失去永生的。
Number two,
第二
，you will not be judged,
不至于定罪。
And this, the tense of will not be,
这个不至于的时态
，is a present tense,
也是现在的时态。
In other words,
换句话说
，from now onwards,
从现在开始
，now.
现在
That's the meaning of present tense now.
这就是现在时态的意思现在
God will not judge you for your sins.
神不会审判你不会定你的罪
So that you're condemned and go to hell.
以至于你要被定罪下地狱
God will not judge you and condemn you for your sins anymore.
神再也不会定你的罪了
And that means
这也表示
Not only are you not, will you not be condemned for all eternity.
表示说你不单单是从现在到永远不会被定罪
It means all your sins are forgiven
也表示说你所有的罪都得到赦免了
On the day that you believe in Jesus
在你信耶稣的那一天
Number one
第一
You start to enjoy eternal life
你开始享受到永生
Number two
第二
Your sins are all forgiven
你所有的罪都得到赦免了
Past sins, today's sins, and the future sins when you are 102 years old they are all forgiven
过去的罪现在的罪甚至以后你102岁所犯的罪都已经得到赦免了
This is called amazing grace
这个就是叫奇异的恩典
That's why John Newton wrote the hymn Amazing Grace
这是为什么约翰牛顿写了这美妙的诗歌奇异恩典
All our sins are washed away
我们所有的罪都已经洗干净了
We are clean from inside out and into eternity
我们从里到外并且到永远都已经干净了
We are clean for eternity
我们永远干净了
Our burdens are taken away
我们的重担已经被拿去了
Our guilty conscience is washed away
我们的罪疚感已经被洗掉了
Dear friends who are not Christians
亲爱的朋友们那些还不是基督徒的朋友们
Every time when we do something wrong
每当我们做错一件事情
Our sin rebukes us
我们的罪在谴责我们
We feel very uncomfortable.
我们感到很不自在。
There's a voice inside that tells us, "You shouldn't do that, right?"
我们心中有一股声音在告诉我们说，你不应该这么做。
Our conscience tells us, "You die, ah, you die, you will die."
我们的良心告诉我们，你死了，你死了。
And so we become frightened.
所以我们会感到害怕。
We have a guilty conscience.
我们有一个被罪责备的良心。
And this.Guilt accumulates with every sin that we commit.
这种罪疚感借着我们犯下的每一罪每一条罪一直在累积起来。
Soon our conscience is very guilty.
不久之后，我们的良心会感到很罪责
，very dirty，
非常的肮脏。
We carry a burden.
我们就带着一个重担。
Deep in our hearts.
深深的在我们心中。
We always remember many years ago I did this.
我们都会记得。很多年以前我曾经做过这个事情
It's all my fault
这全是我的错
That's why I get me and my family into trouble.
这就是为什么我使到我自己还有我的家庭面对这个困难。
I'm no good.
我不好。
You feel guilty.
你会感到有罪疚感。
Now, dear friends who are not Christians.
亲爱的朋友，你还不是基督徒的话。
You must understand that you have a conscience.
你必须了解，其实你有一个良心。
This conscience is a voice that refused to be shut up.
这个良心呢，是心中的那个声音，是不愿意安静下来的。
When your conscience is not clear,
当你的良心过意不去的时候
，you find that you don't have peace in your heart.
你会发现心中没有平安。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
When you believe in Jesus,
当你相信耶稣。
Jesus lifts that burden away from you.
耶稣就把这个重担拿走。
Jesus removes that guilty conscience.
耶稣把这个罪疚感给除掉。
He washes it clean.
他把它洗干净了。
He tells you, you'll not be condemned for your sin anymore. It's over.
他告诉你，你不再被定罪了，已经过去了。
Number three.
第三。
You have crossed over from death to life.
你已经出死入生了。
In other words, you have a new beginning.
换句话说，你有个新的开始。
The life of death,
那个带着死亡的生命
or brokenness,
或者是破碎的生命
or condemnation,
或者是被罪责备的生命
to be condemned to hell,
要被定罪下地狱的生命
is over,
已经过去了
is past,
是过去了
now you are in a new country,
今天现在你进入了一个新的国家
and this country is called life, eternal life,
这个国家叫做生命永远的生命
you have a new beginning called life, eternal life,
你有一个新的开始叫做生命叫做永生。
You cross over from death to life.
你已经出死入生了。
And this word has,
这里的这个已经
is called the perfect tense. I'm saying, wow, perfect tense.
是一个完成的时态。
Perfect tense simply means this.
完成的时态基本上是说
what happened,
那些发生的事情
the results continue on and on and on.
那个结果会有永会继续的延续下去。
Just like when I say I do to my wife, and my wife said I do to me.
就好像
in the marriage ceremony,
在婚礼的时候，我跟我的太太手
说我愿意，
互相说我愿意的时候。
So on the day that when we say I do,
在那天你说我愿意的那一天
，the results of this day,
这一天的这个结果。
Carries on in our life.
会继续在我们生命中延续下去。
From then onwards, we are always husband and wife.
从那一天开始，我们都是夫妻。
But not to eternity, lah.
但是不会到永恒。
Because till death do us part.
因为死亡，直到我们死的那一刻。
But some wives say, "Thank God, it's not for eternity."
但是有些妻子会说，还好不是到永远。
Thank God, it's only in this life.
还好只是在今生。
If not, I have to serve this old man all my life.
要不然我得一生到永远都要侍奉这个老头子。
And that's the meaning of perfect tense.
这个就是完成时态的意思。
On the day that we believe in Jesus,
在我们相信耶稣的那一天
，you step into life.
你就踏入了生命。
The results of this life, this life,
而这个生命。
Is yours forever and ever and ever.
就是从现在一直到永远都属于你的。
And that means,
这也表示
we all have our brokenness.
我们都有我们破碎的地方。
We have done things that have hurt ourselves and others.
我们做过一些伤害自己，也伤害到别人的东西。
And sometimes this broken life carries on.
有时候这个破碎的生命就这样子的活下去。
The consequences of a bad decision,
一个坏决定的结果
lingers on,
一直在那边缠绕着你。
It haunts us.
它一直在那边威吓着你。
This thing tomorrow is no good because of a decision I made 10 years ago.
今天、明天我会面对这个情况，是因为十年前我做错了这个错误的决定。
Next year when I need to do this again, I face.Problems.
明年我当我还要做这个事情的时候，我还是有这个问题。
Because of a decision I made 10 years ago.
因为那是因为我十年前做错了这个坏的决定。
We all have a broken life.
我们都有一个破碎的生命。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
When you believe in Jesus as your Savior.
当你相信耶稣为你救主的时候
，Jesus gives you a new start.
耶稣就给你一个新的开始。
Because you will have crossed over from death to life.
因为你已经出死入生了。
Which means,
也表示说
the life of death,
这个死的生命,
of sorrow,
忧伤的生命,
of brokenness,
破碎的生命,
of condemnation in hell,
被定罪的生命,
is over,
已经过去了。
Because you have now come into a new state of life called life.
因为你已经进入一个新的状态，叫做生命。
Why? And that will happen to you.
这个事情会发生在你身上。
That will become true in your life.
会在你生命中成为一个事实。
Because Jesus will repair your life.
因为耶稣会修复你的人生。
You have crossed over from death to life. It means not only you enter life.
你出死入生，不单单是你进入生命。
Jesus will start to repair your life.
耶稣会开始修复你的生命。
Like a broken vase, Jesus puts it together again.
好像一个被打碎的花瓶，耶稣把它重组起来。
But if you observe this vase,
但是如果你留意这个花瓶，
you'll notice that you can still see the crack lines.
你还可以留意到那里的裂痕。
Although it has been patched up with some chemicals.
虽然借着一些粘胶把它粘起来，
But you can see many cracks on this vase.
但是在这个花瓶上还是很多的裂痕。
But this vase is now functionable.
但是现在这个花瓶可以用了。
You can put water, water will not leak out.
你可以把水放进去，水不会渗出来。
You can put flowers or plants into it, it will not fall apart.
你可以把花朵、植物放进去，这个花瓶不会裂开。
The vase is whole again.
这个花瓶完整了。
Jesus can do that for you. He can put your life back together again.
耶稣可以为你做这个事情，他会可以为你重组你的生命。
But you will notice that the cracks are still visible.
但是你会留意到那个裂痕还是可以看见的。
Our life is also like that.
我们的人生也是这样。
When Jesus saves us,
当耶稣救了我们，
He puts our past life forever behind us.
他把我们过去的生命都放在我们背后。
We begin a new life.
我们开始一个新的生命。
But this new life has cracks.
但是这个新的生命有裂痕。
But these cracks are already mended.
但是这些裂痕其实已经修好了。
But not fully mended.
没有完全的被修好。
We thank and praise God.
我们感谢赞美神。
One day this vase will become a vase that has no cracks anymore.
有一天这个花瓶会成为一个完全没有裂痕的花瓶。
On the day that we see Jesus face to face in heaven,
就在我们面对面跟耶稣相会的那一天，
Jesus will put everything completely right.
耶稣会把一切的事情都纠正得完美无瑕。
So that this vase becomes a beautiful vase as it was originally.
就好像这个花瓶就好像当初那样完美那样。
This is what Jesus does for people who believe in him.
耶稣在相信他的人的身上做的就是这个样的事情。
He puts death behind you.
他把死亡放在你后面了，
so that you enter life,
好叫你能够进入生命。
Your past mistakes,
你过去的错误
will never haunt you again,
再也不会来威吓你。
Your past mistakes, the consequences may linger on,
你过去的错误的结果可能会继续的延续着。
And that's a fact of life,
这个是人生的事实。
But Jesus will ensure this for you,
那是耶稣为你确保。
That this past life will neverhurt you in a serious way.
那过去的生命再也不会很严重的来伤害你。
That's the meaning of Jesus has put the past behind you.
这是耶稣把过去放在你背后的意思。
Nothing can hurt you anymore.
没有东西可以伤害你了。
Even though you have to face the consequences this year, next year.
虽然你可能还要面对那个结果，今年、明年还要面对。
But take heart, be comforted.
但是你要得安慰。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, this Almighty God.
我们的主耶稣，这位伟大的神。
When sure that.This past life will never hurt you in a real way.
会确保你过去的这些错误不会真正的伤害到你。
I wish I can stop here.
我希望我可以在这里停下来。
Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒，
you will never lose your salvation.
你不会失去你的救恩。
On the day that you believe in Jesus, eternal life is forever yours.
在你相信耶稣的那一天，永生是永远属于你的。
Not because you are able.
不是因为你很能干。
In fact, the opposite is true. You are not able.
其实你是很不能干的。
Because we often sin again and again.
因为我们常常一直在得罪神。
Even Pastor Andrews also sins.
其实甚至陈牧师也犯罪。
Even on a daily basis.
甚至每一天都在犯罪。
But why are we guaranteed that we will enjoy the fullness of eternal life?
那为什么我们这么相信我们能够享受到永生，完美的永生呢？
The Bible in Philippians 1:6 says, He, referring to God the Father,who began a good work in you, referring to the work of saving you, will carry on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
我深信，那就是天父，在你们心里动了这善功的，善功指的就是救恩， 必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Jesus will ensure that you are saved into eternity.
耶稣会确保你得救到永恒。
You do not need to depend on yourself.
你不用依靠自己。
You may falter and sin.
你可能会跌倒，会犯罪。
But these things will not stop Jesus from saving you.
但是这些东西不会拦阻耶稣来救你。
You will not lose your salvation.
你是不会失去救恩的。
Why is it that we will not lose our salvation?
你为什么不会失去救恩呢？
Verse 23 says,
23节，
May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
The only thing that can stop us from going into heaven is this thing called sin.
唯一能够使到我们上不了天堂的是这个东西，叫做罪。
And Paul prays.
然后这里保罗祷告。
Paul wishes.
保罗的心愿。
That God will keep the Christians blameless without sin.
神会保守基督徒完全无可指摘。
But is it, will it happen?
但是这个事情会发生吗？
Will we be kept blameless on judgment? God will see that, hey, you have no sin.
我们在审判日真的可以完全无可指摘吗？
That God will pronounce you, say, you have no sin in your life.
以至于神会判说你的一生没有罪。
You can go to heaven.
你可以上天堂。
Why are we assured that yes, this will happen?
我们为什么这么肯定这样的事情会是一个事实？
That on judgment day, we are without sin.
就是说在审判日我们可以完全没有罪。
So that we enter heaven.
以至于我们可以进入天堂。
Why can we be sure?
我们为什么可以这么肯定？
Because verse 24 says, the one means God who calls you is faithful and he, God, will do it.
因为二十四节就说，那招也就是神，那招你们的本是信实的，他也就是神必成就这事。
And that's why you will never lose your salvation, although we sin daily.
虽然因此呢，我们虽然每天都会犯罪，但是我们不会失去我们的救恩。
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们，
we must all face judgment one day.
有一天我们都要面对这个审判。
I have some more slides, but I shall end at this slide.
我还有一些投影。但是我在这里就结束吧。
We must all face judgment.
我们都要面对审判。
Verses 25 to 26 say, 27 say,
25到27节说，
Very truly I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, judgment day.
我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了，死人要听见神儿子的声音，这就是审判日。
And those who hear will live.
听见的人就要活了。
Those who believe in Jesus will live.
相信耶稣的人可以活下来。
Why?
为什么？
Verse 26.
二十六节。
For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man.
因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子，也照样在自己有生命，并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。
Let me summarize the main thought of.Verses 25 to 27.
让我稍微总结25到27节的主要思路。
I don't have time to explain the details.
我没有时间来讲细节。
On judgment day,
在审判日，
one day all of us must face judgment.
有一天我们每个人都要面对这个审判。
Sometimes we think, I commit this sin, nobody saw it.
有时候我们觉得说，哎，我犯了这个罪，没有人看到啊。
In fact, I commit so many sins that I've even forgotten the sins I committed last week.
而且甚至我犯了很多罪，以至于上个礼拜我所犯的罪我都忘记了。
And because it seems as if that we will not punish for our sins.
因为似乎我们犯的罪不会得到惩罚。
And so we think that the sins we commit will not be judged.
所以我们就以为说我们犯的罪不会被审判。
Even we who commit the sins have forgotten what sins we committed.
甚至我们这些犯罪的人都忘记我们犯了什么罪。
But dear friends,
但是亲爱的朋友们，
all is not over.
一切都还没有过去啊。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，
one day God will judge us.
有一天神要审判我们。
We have to stand before God's judgment seat.
我们要站在神的审判座之前。
God has gigabyte memory.
神有一个很大容量的记忆力。
His brain is like a big computer.
他的脑袋就很像一个超级电脑。
He remembers everything.
他可以记得所有的事情。
What happened 1,000 years ago?
1,000年之前所发生的事情。
To him is like just happened recently.
对他来说，就好像刚刚发生的事。
Because God doesn't sleep.
因为神并没有睡觉。
He knows everything.
他知道一切事情。
God doesn't forget.
神也不会忘记。
He has photographic memory.
因为他有这个影像般的这个记忆力。
And so God will pick up all the sins we committed in our life when we're on earth.
所以我们活在地上所犯的罪，神都记录在案。
And who will judge us?
然后谁会来审判我们呢？
Verses 25 to 27 tells us Jesus Christ will judge us.
25到27节就说耶稣基督会审判我们。
All will hear the voice of the Son of God, even the dead.
听见死人要听见神儿子的声音。
All will hear the voice of God.
每个人都要听见神儿子的声音。
And because God has given the Son the authority to give life,or to withhold life.
因着神赐给这个儿子有权柄赐生命，还是不赐下生命。
He is the final judge.
他是那个最后的法官。
And therefore, you must come and believe in Jesus.
所以呢，你必须来相信耶稣。
Let the Son give you life.
让这位儿子，神的儿子，给你生命。
Eternal life.
永恒的生命。
A full and meaningful life.
一个丰盛有意义的生命。
Why live a meaningless life?
为什么过一个没有意思的生命呢？
Why live a meaningless life?
为什么要过一个没有意思的生命呢？
Life is meaningless without Jesus.
人生如果没有耶稣是没有意思的。
Deep inside our hearts, we feel a deep emptiness.
在我们心里面的深处，我们会感到这个空洞。
That money, sex, marriage, love cannot satisfy.
是金钱、性。婚姻没有办法满足的。
But Jesus can satisfy you.
但是耶稣可以满足你。
A lot of slides.
这边有很多点。
Dear Angelina, our baptism candidate.
今天要受洗的 Angelina.
You are eternally safe, secure, your past, present, future sins are forgiven.
你永远得救，有永恒的保障，过去、今天、以后的罪都得赦免了。
You don't need to carry the burden of sin.
你再也不用扛这个罪的重担。
Dear non-Christian friend,
亲爱的还没有信主的朋友们
，Accept Jesus as your savior because only He can give you eternal life. Because Jesus is a judge who decides whether you enter heaven or hell.
你要接受耶稣做你的救主，因为只有他能够给你永生。耶稣是决定你进天堂或地狱的审判官。
Death steps in anytime.
死亡随时会临到
，anytime，
随时。
Even the young, some people do not get to become old.
甚至年轻人也没有机会变老。
Some people don't get a chance to become old.
有的人没有机会变老。
Because death comes into our life anytime.
因为死亡随时会进入我们的人生。
There is nothing more precious than eternal life.
因此，没有任何一样东西比永生来的宝贵。
I urge you.
我呼吁你。
Believe in Jesus today.
今天来相信耶稣。
Today is your opportunity.
今天是你的机会了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Lord, we thank you for giving us your word.
我们的主，感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
Above all, for giving us Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
我们更是感谢你给我们耶稣基督，你的儿子。
That by believing in Jesus, we can receive eternal life.
借着相信耶稣，我们可以领受永生。
Our Lord, thank you for giving us eternal life.
我们的主啊，谢谢你赐给我们永生。
That we will never lose this eternal life.
直到我们不会失去这个永生。
Because you will never stop loving us.
因为你不会停止爱我们。
Because you will never give up on us.
因为你不会放弃我们。
Thank you for this full assurance of eternal life.
感谢你给我们这个完美的确据。
Because you have given us such a wonderful life, eternal life.
因为你给我们这个美好的永生。
We resolve today.
我们今天就下决心。
Because you have been so good to us.
因为你对我们这么好。
We do not need to enter hell anymore.
我们再也不用进入地狱了。
The past broken life is over forever.
过去破碎的生命已经是历史了。
We can have a new beginning.
我们可以有一个新的开始。
A beginning of abundant life.
一个开始带着丰盛的开始。
Because you have been so good to us.
因为你对我们这么好
，Help us to resolve to follow you faithfully.
就帮助我们能够下定决心，忠心的来跟随主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.